我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主耶稣，我们亲爱的救主，我们来到你的跟前。
Lord Jesus, our dearest Savior, we come to your presence.
我们求你复兴你的工作。
We ask that you revive your work, O Lord.
主，我们求你在我们每个人心里头复兴你的工作。
Lord, will you revive your work in the heart of each and every one of us?
主，你知道凡属于你的人，在心灵深处都有一个很深的渴慕。
But you know that everyone that belongs to you, we all have a deep desire to know you, Lord.
我们渴慕，你在我们心灵深处能够做王居首位。
We desire for you to be king in the deepest place of our heart, to have the preeminence place, Lord.
我们渴慕你的名被高举。
We long that your name be exalted.
主，但是我们今天来到你跟前，我们求你向我们说话。
Lord, as we come to you today, we ask that you speak to us.
以致你再次点活我们心灵深处对你的渴慕。
Once again, may you kindle our desire to know you, to love you.
主，我们求你越过我们一切的限制。
Lord, will you go beyond all our limitations?
主，我们求你用你的高莫讲的翻译跟听的。
Will you anoint the speaker, the translator, and the listener?
因为如果不是你圣灵的工作，所有的话都只是头脑的知识。
For unless by the work of your Holy Spirit, all the words are but mere head knowledge.
主，求你点火我们的心，以致我们的心向你的话是柔软，是开放的。
So we ask that you quicken our hearts, that our hearts are open and gentle towards you.
以致我们能够被你带领再次的归向。
That we may be led to once again return to you.
我们能够高举你的名，能够把荣耀归给你。
That we may uplift your name and give you all the glory.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Today we would like to continue to look at King David.
过去我们看到大卫对神有一个完全的心。
In the past, we've looked at David who has a loyal heart towards the Lord.
这个心被那位不看外貌却看内心的神看见了。
This heart was seen by the Lord who doesn't look at the outward appearance but looks at the inward hearts.
所以我们知道心是很重要的。
So we know that.The condition of the heart is very important.
圣经说，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
Therefore, the Bible says to protect your heart, guard your heart beyond all things.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
For all the issues of life comes from the heart.
神拣选了他，高牧了他，预备他做王。
God has chosen him and anointed him and prepared him to be king of his people.
又因为他对神一个诚实单一的心，他经历了许多的得胜。
And because of his loyal heart towards the Lord, he has experienced many victories.
但神却没有因此就让他登上王位。
And yet God has not let him sit on the throne as yet.
反而神让他经历许多的十字架的对付和工作。
To the opposite, God has allowed him or caused him to go through many dealings of the cross.
叫大卫认识自己，叫他谦卑。
So that David may come to know himself, that he may be humbled.
也叫他经历神是他的力量和高台。
And that he may experience God to be his strength and his tower.
现在时候到了，大卫开始做王了。
Now it comes time for David to be crowned as king.
他现在由大家做王七年半。
First, he was crowned as king of Judah for 7.5 years.
然后才做整个以色列的君王。
Then he was crowned to be king over the whole of Israel.
我们今天盼望从大卫做王的初期，为神所做的三件事情。
Today we would like to look at three things that David did while he was the king for God's people.
来看他如何是一个合乎神心意的人。
And by looking at these three things, let's learn how he is the man after God's own heart.
当他刚刚作为全以色列国的君王的时候，他第一件事就是攻取耶路撒冷的宝藏。
Now the first thing that he did after he became king of Israel was to conquer Jerusalem, the fortified city of Jerusalem.
第二，他将神的约柜运到耶路撒冷。
Then secondly, he delivered the Ark of the Lord to Jerusalem.
第三，他起意为神建造圣殿。
Thirdly, he had a heart to build a temple for God.
神在使徒行传13:22为大卫做见证说，
God has given testimony for David in Acts chapter 13:22.
神说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合乎我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
God says, I found David, son of Jesse. He is a man who is a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
因为大卫里面有一个向神诚实单一的心。
Because David has a heart that is loyal and simple to the Lord.
当人里头有一个合乎神心意的内心的时候，
When a man that has a heart is pleasing to the Lord,
他在外面呢就很自然有一个行为，就是遵行神的旨意的行为。
Then outwardly he has an action that is to do all God's will.
所以神见证说，大卫是合乎神心意的人，凡事他要遵行神的旨意。
Therefore, God gave testimony and said, I found David, who is a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
我们现在先来看第一件事，就是大卫攻取耶路撒冷的宝藏，就是锡安的宝藏。
So let's look at the first thing that David did after he became king, that is to conquer the fortified city of Zion.
当他做以色列全家的王的时候，他第一件事不是为自己积蓄财富。
Now, after David has became king over Israel, the first thing that he did was not to gather treasure for himself.
也不是为自己的家族建立势力。
Nor did he build up powers for his own family, his own household.
乃是去攻取锡安的宝藏。
But to go and conquer fortified city of Zion.
我们一起来看撒母耳记下第五章第六到第七节。
Shall we turn to 2 Samuel chapter
第五章第六到第七节。
Verses chapter 5 verses 6 through to 8.
我们找到一起来读。
We will find the verses, let's read together.
我们先读第六节。
Let's start from verse 6.
大卫和跟随他的人来到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住哪地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，便不能进这地方。心里想，大卫却不能进去。好。
We'll stop here.
约书亚记15和历代志上都告诉我们，耶路撒冷就是耶布斯。
Now, Joshua chapter 15 and also First Chronicles have both told us that Jerusalem is Jebusite.
耶稣啊为以色列人分迦南地的时候呢，耶路撒冷呢是属于便雅悯支派的。
When David go and conquered the Zion, the Jerusalem belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
当约书亚为以色列分迦南地的时候，耶路撒冷呢是属于便雅悯支派。
When Joshua allotted the lands of the Canaanites to the Israelites, this Jerusalem was given to the tribe of Benjamin.
当约书亚死后呢，四世纪里头告诉我们，他死后不久呢，犹大家原本已经把耶路撒冷攻取了。
After Joshua has died, we know that the Bible tells us the tribe of Judah has already conquered the land.
但是很可惜，当时便雅悯支派呢，却没有按照神的心意把所有耶布斯人赶走。
But very pitifully, the tribe of Benjamin did not cast out all the Jebusites from Jerusalem according to God's heart.
扫罗王他做王呢，在那个期间他也没有。
So nor did Saul did this thing when he was king of Israel.
耶布斯人就继续住在耶路撒冷，直到大卫做以色列王的时候。
Therefore, the Jebusites continued to dwell in the land of Jerusalem until the time of David.
施安的保障就是大卫城。
So the fortified stronghold of Zion is city of David.
当大卫得到这个城的时候，他就叫大卫城。
So after David has conquered the city, he renamed the city to the city of David.
这个施安的保障是在耶路撒冷城里头的一座山。
So the stronghold of Zion is actually a mountain within Jerusalem.
是一个非常难攻取的保障。
It's a place that has a very hard to conquer.
他的地势叫攻打的人呢，连瞎子瘸子呢都不能够赶走的。
It has a natural protection so that even if the guards were blind and lame, you will not be able to conquer the land.
从人的角度看来，大卫是很难去攻取的。
From man's point of view, it's very hard for David to conquer this stronghold.
但是大卫都把他攻取了。
And yet David was able to conquer this stronghold.
就好像第七节，我们一起来读。
Just like verse 7, let's read together.
然而大卫攻取施安的保障，就是大卫的城。
That is the city of David.
那么大卫为什么要攻取这个耶路撒冷呢？
Now why did David have to conquer the stronghold of Zion?
生命记十二章第五节，神借着摩西告诉以色列人。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 5, God spoke to the people of Israel through Moses.
生命记十二章第五节说，神从你们各支派中选择何处为立他名的居所，你们就当往那里去。
Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 5. But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go.
这是往那里去求问神。
You shall go to inquire of the Lord.
当以色列人一直都不知道那里是神所要为以色列民所选择的那个地方，要他们去求问神。
However, the Israelites did not really understand for a long time where is the place that God has chosen for them to inquire.
作为神的居所的。
To be God's dwelling place.
一直到大卫王的时候。
Until the time of King David.
大卫可能被神感动。Perhaps, 去把耶路撒冷攻取。
Perhaps David was inspired by the Lord to conquer the stronghold of Zion.
或许他自己也不知道为什么原因。
Perhaps he didn't even know why.
又或者他真的是得着神的启示，说耶路撒冷就是神心意要拣选的地方。
Or perhaps God has revealed to him that this is the place that he has chosen to be his dwelling place.
但是无论怎样，他越过人看来非常艰巨的困难，把施安的保障攻取了。
anyhow, he has overcome all the difficulties to take the stronghold of Zion.
这是大卫王统一以色列国第一件为神做的事。
This is the first thing that King David did after he became king of Israel.
在你我的生命当中，今天有什么你我觉得很难攻取的保障？
In the life of you and I, is there any stronghold that we think it would be very hard for us to take?
但这个保障却是又是神盼望你我去把它攻取的呢？
And yet this is the very thing that God wants you and I to take.
这个只有你和神知道。
Only you and God knows.
可能这个保障的地势很艰险。
Perhaps naturally it's very difficult for us to conquer this stronghold.
甚至一些甚至很软弱的瞎子瘸子也可以把你拦住的。
Even the lambs, the blind will become your hindrance.
你我都可能有不一样的保障需要攻取。
You and I will have different strongholds that we need to conquer.
我们最近青年人聚会的时候也他们也分享到他们要胜过的一些神要他们胜过的。
Recently, in the young people's gathering, they've shared what God wants them to overcome.
在我们的一起聚会的弟兄姐妹当中，可能有一件事情，我想到我们可以学习去攻取的。
There was one thing that I thought of that we can all learn to conquer together.
就是准时来参加聚会。
That is to attend the meeting on time.
这个是一个比较难攻取的保障。
It is a stronghold that is very hard to take.
如果这个是你的保障的话，我鼓励你为神把它攻取。
If this is your stronghold, I encourage you to conquer this stronghold for God's sake.
靠着神学习，不单只准时来参加主日的聚会。
By His strength, let's learn to attend the meetings on time.
更是找到进入聚会厅。安静自己在主的跟前。
And not only on time, but come early so that we can quiet ourselves before the Lord and pray for the meeting.
是为聚会祷告，也为自己祷告，预备自己在聚会当中亲近主。
To pray for the meeting and pray for ourselves and prepare our hearts before the Lord.
更为主在会中能够享受我们对他的亲近和敬拜来祷告。
And pray that the Lord may.Be satisfied with our praise and our worship.
这一点对于有小孩子的家长来说是特别不容易的。
It is a stronghold, especially for those parents with young children.
但却是特别的重要，有它特别的价值。
But it is especially important for its has a special value in it.
因为能够准时把孩子在主日学开始之前带到主日学。
So if we are able to bring the children into the Sunday school before the meeting starts,
然后预备自己的心来参加大人的聚会。
And prepare our hearts for the meetings,
这个会成为你的小孩子好的榜样。
That is a good example that we can set before our children.
帮助孩子能够从小建立一个准时参加聚会的习惯。
To help them to have a good habit that to attend the meeting on time.
更重要的就是从小帮他们建立一个因着敬畏神而尊重聚会的心态。
Also, encourage them to have a good attitude to respect the meetings.
在这方面，特别做头的丈夫和父亲，可能需要负起更大的责任。
Especially the husbands who is the head of the household need to bear a greater responsibility.
可能在周六晚需要提醒家人和自己不要太晚睡觉。
Perhaps you need to remind the family and yourself to not stay up too late on Saturday nights.
在主日早上看见如何？如果看见去看见怎样补上妻子兼顾不到的准备的功夫。
Or perhaps you need to look at what other preparations you need to do to help your wife on Sunday mornings.
让孩子、大人都能够提早出门到聚会里头敬拜主。
That the children and the grown-ups may prepare themselves early to attend the meeting on time.
把这个保障供取，不单止对我们和我们自己的家有益。
To conquer this stronghold not only is important and beneficial to ourselves and our own family,
也叫神的家蒙福。
But also it's a blessing to God's household.
叫主更能够享受我们发自心灵诚实的敬拜跟亲近。
That God may truly enjoy our worship from in spirit and in truth.
个人有个人的保障，神的家也有他的保障要供去。
Every one of us have our own stronghold, and so is the household of God.
我想其中一个保障可以是那个我们将来即将开始的英语的聚会。
I thought perhaps one of the strongholds would be the English meeting that we're about to start.
所以我们需要为这个英语聚会祷告。
So let's pray for this English meeting.
虽然要把我们中间成长说英语的少年人带到主跟前。
Even though to bring those children grew up in our midst before the Lord,
或者把主的救恩见证给说英语的本地人，
or to testify the salvation of the Lord to the local people,
这个都需要从主而来的爱和从圣灵来的能力。
All this require a love from the Lord and a power of the Holy Spirit,
才能越过许多文化和语言的障碍，
so that we can overcome so many language barriers and cultural barriers.
按照我们今天的力量是很不容易的。
According to our own strength today, it is very difficult.
但是既然是知道是神的心意，
But if we know that this is God's will,
就让我们同心合意的祷告，
Then let's pray with one accord.
把这个保障攻取，
So that we may conquer this stronghold.
大卫做以色列王第二件事是把神的约柜运到所攻取的耶路撒冷。
The second thing that King David did for Israel was to deliver the Ark of the Lord to Jerusalem.
出埃及记25:21-22告诉我们约柜是代表神的同在。
Exodus 20, chapter 25 tells us the ark speaks of the presence of the Lord.
约柜里头是放作十条诫命的两块法板。
In the ark are two stone tablets with the laws, the Ten Commandments written on them.
这个约柜上面呢有施恩座座盖。
And above the ark are the mercy seats.
在施恩座的两头有二两个基路坡。
And above the mercy seat are the two cherubims.
是与施恩座相连的。
They are connected to the mercy seat.
成为一个的。
And so that
成为一个整体的跟施恩座。
The whole structure become one.
是用金金锤出来的。
It was made out of pure gold.
在出埃及记25:22，神对摩西说
：“In Exodus chapter 25:22, God said to Moses,
我们一起来读。
Let's read together. Exodus chapter 25:22.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从发柜之恩座上二基督坡中间和你说我所要吩咐传给你。
about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
水月柜是神对摩西说话与摩西相会的地方。
So the Ark of the Law is the place where God speaks to Moses. God meets him.
也指着神在他所立约的以色列人中间。
And it's also when God speaks to the children of Israel through Moses.
水月柜是代表神的同在。
So the Ark speaks of God's presence.
他住在他的百姓中间。
He dwells among his people.
但是很可惜。
But very pitifully.
虽然月柜和神的同在是这么的重要。
Even though the ark and the presence of the Lord is so important.
月柜却被以色列人遗忘了很久。
And yet for a long time, the ark of the Lord has been forgotten by the Israelite people.
历代志上十三章告诉我们在扫罗的年间，以色列人没有在月柜前求问神。
First Chronicle chapter 13 tell us in the time of King Saul, the Israelites did not inquire of the Lord before the ark.
扫罗王他只关心自己的表现、成就和影响力。
King Saul only cares about his own performance, his own success, and his influences among his people.
却忽略了神的同在和荣耀。
And neglected God's presence and His glory.
他在外面可能有不少的工作，甚至征战的功绩。
Outwardly, he may have some success, some victories.
里头却缺乏一个向神诚实专一的心。
And yet inwardly, he is lacking of a heart that is loyal and pure towards the Lord.
大卫就不同了。
And King David was different.
撒母耳记下第六章从第一到十五节告诉我们大卫起义要将神的约柜运到耶路撒冷。
2 Samuel chapter 6 tell us that David has a heart to bring the Ark of the Lord to Jerusalem.
他在以色列人中挑选，在第一到十五节里头告诉我们，他在以色列人中间挑选三万人来运送这个约柜。
Verse 1 in chapter 6 tell us God, that David has gathered the choice men of Israel, 30,000, in order to bring the Ark of the Testimony to Jerusalem.
我们来看第二节的下半段。那里说这月柜就是坐在二基路坡上万军之耶和华留名的月柜。
And the second half of verse 2 says this, this ark is the ark of God whose name is called by the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
大卫宝贵神的同在。
David treasures God's presence.
大卫关心神的名跟荣耀。
David cares for God's name and His glory.
大卫要带领以色列人重新以神的同在和神的名作为他们国家和个人一切生活的中心。
He wants to once again encourage the children of Israel so that God's name and His glory becomes the center of their worship.
这个心是神很喜欢的。
And this heart of David pleases the Lord.
但是很遗憾。
But pitifully,
大卫却用了外邦人非利士人的方法。
David has used the method of the Gentiles, of the Philistines.
用牛所拉的新车来运送约柜。
He used a new cart, driven by the oxen.To bring the ark.
我们读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他们将神的约柜从杆上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌沙和亚西约赶着新车。
Verse 3. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio The sons of Abinadab drove the new car.
他们不是用神在民数记所吩咐的方法。
They did not use the method ordained by God in Numbers.
民数记告诉我们，搬运圣所器具的时候呢，是由利未人去抬的。
The book of Numbers tell us that the Ark of the Law, when they carry the Ark, needs to be carried on the shoulder of the Levites.
并且人不可摸这个生物，免得他们死亡。
And no one is allowed to touch the Ark unless they die.
我们一起读撒母耳记下第六章第六第七节。
Let's read 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 6 and 7。
到了拿坑的禾场，因为牛是前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜，神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。这个提醒我们，我们需要敬畏神。
This is a reminder for us that we need to fear God.
特别是那些亲近，在神面前亲近要侍奉他的人。
Especially those who draw near to God to serve Him.
他要在亲近他人当中显为圣。
Before he ought to manifest himself to be holy amongst those who draw near to Him.
这里的记载就正如神在民数记所说的。
And this record coincides with the record in Numbers.
第八节到第十节。
From verse 8 through verse 10.
那里告诉我们，大卫心里头感到很愁烦，并且惧怕。
It says that David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he was afraid of the Lord.
这个愁烦这个字原文里头很多时候是用作愤怒。
And this word in Chinese says sorrowful. In the original language it's often rendered as angry.
大卫的心又愁烦又有愤怒。
His heart was angry and full of sorrow towards the Lord.
不明白为什么这样。
He did not understand why.
他很想侍奉神。
He has a heart to serve God.
但是却遭遇这个打击。
And yet this is what happened.
他又惧怕。
He became afraid of the Lord.
所以他不肯将耶和华的约柜运进大卫城。
So that he did not or would not want the ark to be brought to the city of David.
却运到加特人俄别以东的家。
But he took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite.
他这次就遭一个重大的打击和挫败。
And that's how he was discouraged before the Lord.
他灰心了。
He became discouraged.
但是后来他看见神赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的。
But then, because of God's blessing towards Obed-Edom's house and everything that belongs to his house,
他发觉其实神是个很想赐福的神。
Then he came to know that God is the one who is willing to bless.
而且神很喜欢祝福，赐下他的同在，祝福他的百姓。
God is willing. God delights to bless his people.
大卫又欢欢喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东的家抬到大卫城。
Then David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness.
历代志上更加告诉我们，抬的人是利未人。
And the first chronicle tells us that those who go and take the ark, bearing the ark, are the Levites.
我们感谢神，这次大卫从失败中学习功课。
We thank God that David has learned to listen through his failures.
学习用神的方法，指定的方法来搬运神的约柜。
He has learned to use God's method to bear the ark.
因为他对神有一个诚实单一的心。
For he has a heart that is loyal and pure towards the Lord.
所以虽然有打击，但是他没有放弃。为神的旨意的摆上。
So even though there was discouragement, he did not give up to give himself to do God's will.
他认识要完成神的旨意是不能够用人的方法去达到目的的。
He came to realize that in order to do God's will, he cannot use man's method.
而必须要用神的方法来达成神所要的目的的。
But only by achieving God's will through God's method and God's way.
感谢神，最后十五节告诉我们。
And then in verse 15, it tells us that.
这样，大卫和以色列的全家欢呼吹角，将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet.
虽然他的妻子米迦轻视他。
Even though then his wife.Michael despised him.
二十节，我们一起读。
Verse 20, let's read together.
大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女儿米迦出来迎接他说：“以色列王今日在臣仆的婢女眼前。”露体如同一个清贱的人无耻露体一样有好大的荣耀他的妻子轻视他在神面前就要跳舞
So his wife despised him because he rejoiced and he was dancing before the Lord
但是大卫不理睬其他人怎样说他
But David did not care what other people think or say
因为他有个完全的心，专一的心，跟从神。
Because he has a heart that is loyal and pure towards the Lord.
所以大卫说：“我这样做是在耶和华面前做的，所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞。”
So David said that I've done this before the Lord and for the Lord. So I will be honored by God.
二十二节，他跟家说：“我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。你所说的那些婢女，他们倒要尊敬我。”
Verse 22 says, "And I will even be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight."But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by then I will be held in honor.
二十三节，扫罗的女儿米迦直到死日没有生养儿女。
Verse 23 tells us, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
大卫只有一个心，这是寻求、追求神的心意。
David has a heart to seek God's will.
大卫作为以色列的君王，他宝贵神的名和神的同在。
As the king of God's people, David treasured God's presence and His glory.
他要神的同在的约柜成为他们他自己和他百姓的中心。
He delights for the ark of God to be the center of His worship.And the worship of God's people.
特别你我做家长的。
So you and I, as parents of our children,
有没有带领我们的家庭以神的同在作为中心？
Are we leading our children, our family, to worship God and treat God's presence as the center of our worship?
作为我们生活和一切的中心
that the presence of the Lord to be the center of our life
你我每一天有没有花时间与神交通，专心的与他相会呢？
Do we spend time daily fellowship with the Lord and inquire before Him?
就好像摩西，他在神的约柜和施恩座前与神相会一样呢？
Just like Moses meeting with the Lord in the tent of meetings before the ark.
有否让这个与神相交、神的同在的作为你我一天生活的中心？
And this has this fellowship, this time of meeting with the Lord, be the center of our life.
以致你我每一天在神的同在里头与神相会，成为你我每一天生活不可缺少的一部分。
That in His presence and having fellowship with Him becomes inseparable part of our life.
不可缺少的一部分。
That inseparable part of our life.
好像主耶稣在路加福音第十章四十二节对马大这样说。
Just like Jesus said to Martha in Luke chapter 10, verse 42.
不可少的只有一件。
There's only one thing that you cannot do without.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
这个宝贵的时间不能够给其他的时间夺去的。
This precious hour cannot be taken away by other things.
是不是这样？
Is that true in our lives?
还是好像在扫罗年间，以色列人没有在约柜前求问神？
Or are we like the people of Israel in the time of Saul, where they did not inquire before the ark of the Lord?
他们还可以照常的工作养家活儿。
And yet they still were able to live a life to sustain their family.
过着一个没有神同在为中心的生活。
To live a life without God's presence to be their center.
照样做买卖，照样有嫁娶。
They can still do business. They can still marry and give in marriage.
他们都习惯了。
And they have got used to it.
盼望圣灵提醒和激励我们。
May the Holy Spirit remind us and encourage us.
让我们再次看见主同在的宝贵。
That once again we can see how precious is God's presence in our life.
也看见神的同在是我们生活在地上不可少的唯一的一件事。
And that we may come to know that God's presence is one inseparable part of our life.
并且以这个成为我们生活的中心。
And that this may be the center of our lives.
来支配我们每天生活时间的分配和安排。
That this dictates or the rest of the priorities of our life.
不是用亲近主的时间来配合我们其他生活时间的安排。
Not that the time that we spend before the Lord should suit the other priorities.
乃是用其他生活的时间安排来配合我们亲近主的时间。
But the other priorities should circle around this center.
个人是这样，家庭也是这样。
It is true for the individuals. It is also true for the house of God.For the families.
做家长的需要自己先以经历与神同在作为他们生活的中心。
As parents, we need to first experience God's presence and have God's presence as the center of our lives.
而不是以孩子做他们生活的中心。
Instead of letting our children become the center of our lives.
这方面对于整天忙着在家里照顾孩子和家务的妈妈是很不容易的。
And this is especially difficult for those mothers who are full-time mothers looking after the children. It is difficult whether you're a full-time mother or you're only part-time.
所以父亲呢，需要帮助妻子释放他们能够有一些时间亲近主。
Therefore, the fathers, as fathers and husbands, we need to help the wife so that there may be a time released for her to draw near to the Lord.
并且父母两个人需要帮助孩子认识神的同在是整个家的中心。
And as parents, we need to help the children to understand that God's presence is the center of our family life.
孩子需要知道他们自己不是家庭的中心。
The children need to be taught that they are not the center of this family.
是的，我们要让孩子在家里经历爱与接纳。
Yes, we want our children to experience love and acceptance in the family.
但是我们也需要孩子认识神才是全家的中心。
Yet they need to know that God is the center of our family.
家长不要引儿女的气。
Let us not provoke our children's anger as parents.
但是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But we need to admonish our children according to the teaching and admonition of the Lord.
帮助他们从小经历神的爱和敬畏神。
That from youth they may experience God's love and come to know God and love Him.
一个星期七天，孩子这样的在家中受警戒和养育。
If 7 days a week our children are admonished in this way,
一个星期一天，礼拜天，孩子就更懂得怎样生活在神的家里。
Then on that one day when they come to the church, they will know how to worship God, how to before the Lord.
并且家长个人以神同在为生活的中心。
Furthermore, if the parents have the presence of God as the center of our lives,
跟帮助孩子以神作为他们人生的中心。
And help our children to have the presence of God as the center of their lives.
这两件事情是息息相关的。
These two are interconnected.
因为家长如果自己没有神同在交通成为他们生活的中心的时候。
If we do not have God's fellowship with God and God's presence as the center of our lives,
他们就不会有从神而来的爱跟智慧。
Then we will not have the wisdom and love from God.
去抗衡今天撒旦透过世界对他们孩子的诱惑跟欺骗。
To counteract with the temptations of the world from Satan on our children.
也很难有祷告带来的能力。
We will not have the power that came from prayer.
去把孩子的心意夺回，使他们顺服基督。
To take the heart of our children that they may be obedient to Christ.
大卫做以色列王后第三件事，就是起义为神建造圣殿。
The third thing that David did as a king of Israel was that he has a heart to build a temple for God.
这是在撒母耳记下第七章。
This is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
是一段很美丽动人的记载。
It's such a wonderful, beautiful record.
在我们详细看之前，我想起两个不同的心态。
Before we look into this wrecked story in details, I thought about two different attitudes.
第一个心他是觉得一个孩子觉得他的父亲很严。
The first attitude is that it's like a child thinking of his parents, his father as very strict.
觉得他父亲很凶,不满意就惩罚。
He's fierce, and whenever he's unhappy, he will discipline.
觉得父亲的吩咐很难守。
He thinks that his father's commandments are hard to obey.
叫他很不舒服。 常常带来给他很多麻烦.
And it's never easy. Always cause him discomfort.
但是他不守呢，不听话呢，又会被罚.
And yet, if he disobeys, he will be disciplined.
所以他又怕，又难受.
So on the one hand, he is afraid of his father. On the other hand, he is not comfortable.
很多时候啊，如果我们从这样的家庭环境长大，我们对神的印象可能有一点也是这样。
Now, if we grow up in such an environment, we have the same impression of our Heavenly Father.
所以觉得做基督徒很苦。
We often think that to be a Christian is difficult.
神有很多要求。
God has many requirements.
不遵守又怕被罚。
If you disobey, then you're afraid of punishment.
甚至我知道有牧师为做鼓励信徒做金钱上的奉献。
I even heard of a pastor in order to encourage the believers to give monetary offerings.
他就叫不同的信徒上台做见证。
He asked the different believers to give testimonies.
分享说自己怎样因着没有奉献或者忘记奉献。
Sharing on how because of because they have forgotten to offer money to the Lord.
而遭遇到不同大大小小的难处。
Then they have experienced various difficulties.
所以信徒不可以忽略奉献。
Therefore, as believers, you should not neglect offering of money.
又或者有些基督徒觉得每一个礼拜天都要摆饼。
Or perhaps some Christians think that we need to break bread every week.
每一个礼拜白饼只有一次，不能够多，不能够少。
Or you need to break bread once a week, and cannot be more, cannot be less.
但其实圣经没有说基督徒每个星期一定要掰一次饼的。
But actually, it's not a requirement in the Bible that we have to break bread every week.
但自己又很忙哦。 自己又很忙，没有时间。
Some Christians are busy; they don't have time.
如果每个星期不去掰一次饼，又怕神惩罚。
So the attitude is that if I don't go and break the bread, I'm afraid of punishment of God.
但是自己又很忙呢。
But because I'm busy.
所以每次掰饼都是迟到早退。
So every time they come late and leave early.
其实我们参加聚会是可以迟到早退的。
Actually, you can come late and leave early.
我们是可以迟到早退的。
You can. You're allowed to come early and leave. Come late and leave early.
因为某一些出境是有特别的需要吗？
If you're restricted by your circumstances.
神不是个暴君，说你一定不可以迟到早退，没有这样讲的。
God's not like an angry, a violent king, to say that you cannot come late and leave early.
因为神宝贵是我们的心。
For he treasures our heart.
甚至有时候主耶稣是不喜欢人。这样讲，主耶稣讲过撒玛利亚的好撒玛利亚人吗？
The Lord Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan.
他讲到那些利未人祭司可能很忙，做到他们外面的可能是侍奉的工作。
He spoke about the priest and the Levite who perhaps were busy doing the business of their religious duty.
但是看见路旁有一个人受伤了，不去关心他。
And yet there was someone who was badly wounded, and they did not go and help the man.
可能这个利未人或者祭司他怕迟到早退。
Perhaps this priest or this Levite did not want to go to the meeting late or leave early.
所以在神的心中是看人的内心的。
Therefore, God looks at our heart.
但我们这样说不是鼓励我们迟到早退。
Of course, we're not encouraging you to be late for meeting and to leave early.
反而我们要找到聚会。
But on the other hand, we need to have, we need to come early. On the opposite.
越重要是我们的心。
For it is our heart before the Lord that matters.
我们的心要来亲近主，要用心灵诚实敬拜主。
Do we have a heart to draw near to Him in spirit and in truth?
不是一个礼拜来摆饼啊，十分钟、五分钟、一分钟、半分钟的时间就履行一个宗教的行为。
And not just come to fulfill the religious duty of breaking that bread for that 1 minute or that 10 minutes.
保罗对哥林多教会这样说。
As Paul said to the believers in Corinth.
你们领受主的饼杯，不是受益，那是遭损。
You come together to break the bread, not to benefit, but to suffer loss.
所以盼望我们去亲近主、敬拜主，是带着一个主啊，我想学习爱你，我来亲近你。
So I hope that we all have a heart that when we draw near to Him, we have such an attitude that we say to the Lord, saying, "We, Lord, we want to draw near to You."
如果今天我对你的心不刻木，但是我求你帮助我。
We may ask the Lord to help us, Lord. If I don't have a heart that it is a deep desire for You, will You help me?
我现在没有，但是我想有。
I do not have it now, but I'm willing to.
主会听我们的祷告的。
The Lord will hear our prayer.
神不要我们成为一个好像孩子很又怕，又觉得父亲的，很凶，或者又怕又觉得很，父亲的要求很，很烦厌。
God doesn't want us to be like that child who is afraid of his father and only obeys out of fear.
我认识一个基督徒。
I know a Christian.
他父亲因为很多时候在外地工作，不是常常在家里头的。
His father always works in a different location, so not always stay at home.
所以他很珍惜父亲在家的时间。
So he truly cherished the time that he could spend with his father while he was at home.
所以当父亲在家里的时候，每一天回家的时候，他都用把拖鞋啊，拿给父亲的。
So every time when his father came home, he will give the thongs to his father.
他很珍惜他的父亲在家。
He treasured the time that the father is at home.
他表现很好。
He wants to be to behave before his father.
甚至父亲在海外工作，他在家里都努力用功的读书。
So even when his father is overseas working, he would study hard in order to please his father.
是要讨父亲的喜欢。
In order to please his father.
这个孩子父亲不在家的时候呢，他也主动的替妈妈做家务洗地的。
And when the father is not at home, this child would help the mother with houseworks.
他是这个心态向着他的父亲。
His heart towards his father is with respect and love.
我又想象好像又或者年轻人他追求他的爱人的时候。
I also think of two young lovers when they in the relationship.
还没有成为lover， 就是很想追另外一个人的时候。
When they want to when they're in a courtship，
他就很想取悦对方了。
They would like to try their best to please the other。
很想了解对方喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
They would like to find out, try their best to find out what the other person likes or dislikes.
知道他很想什么的时候，就想尽办法去达成对方的心愿或者想望。
Or they will try their best to fulfill the purpose, the wish of the other person.
大卫这里就有类似的心态。
David has a similar attitude towards God.
我们时间关系，我很快的简短的分享。
Because of time, we need to keep it brief.
他是主动的追求神的心，想办法去达成神的想望的。
So David was actively seeking to please God, to do His will.
叫神喜乐满足的。
To bring joy to the Lord.
他不是单问神不允许我什么，他乃是因着爱神，他为神求好处。
He doesn't just ask what God doesn't allow him to do, but he actively seeks for God's benefit.
他问神，神啊，你的心深处你想望什么呢？
It's like he's saying to God, Lord, what is in your heart? What do you desire?
在腓立比书那里，保罗说：“别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。”
In Philippians, Paul says, "Others seek their own benefit, not the benefit of Jesus Christ."
我们很多时候跟大卫不一样。
We are often different to David.
我们只求自己的事。
But we are only seek our own interest.
这件事情对我有没有好处呢？
Does this thing bring me benefit?
对我有没有方便呢？
Is this causing me convenience?
别人怎样看我呢？
And how will other people think of me if I do this?
我会不会得罪人的认同跟欣赏呢？
Will I be accepted by my peers?
大卫的心不是这样。
David's heart is not like that.
扫罗的心是这样。
Saul's heart was just like that.
我们没有时间，如果我们有机会，我们回家好好的读撒母耳记下第七章。
If we have time, let's go home and read in details 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's spend time before the Lord.
我们触摸大卫的心。
Let's try to touch David's heart.
更重要的，看看神是怎样回应的。
Let's look at how God respond to his heart.
第五节说，你去告诉我仆人大卫，说你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
Verse 5, God said, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Would you build a house for me to dwell in?
好像神不要他建造。
As if God did not want him to build one.
第六节第七节讲到，神说他自己未曾住过殿宇。
Verse 6 and 7, God said, For I have not dwelt in a house.
常常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
Since the time that I brought the children out of Egypt, for he always dwelt and walked amongst them in the tent and in the tabernacle.
我何曾向以色列一字派的事是，就是我吩咐牧养我民的以色列说，你们为何不给我建造香柏木的殿宇呢？
Did I ever say to those judges or anyone from the tribe of Israel to say, have you not built a house? Why have you not built me a house of cedar?
好像神不要大卫建这个殿宇。
As if God did not want David to build the house for him.
我没有这样要求你啊。
I did not require this of you.
我从来没有要求以色列人这样啊。
I have not required this of all the shepherds of my people Israel.
但是大卫他爱神的心，把神的心都跳动起来了。
And yet David loves God and he stirred up God's heart.
第八节。
Verse 8.
现在你要告诉我仆人大卫说，万军之耶和华如此说。
Now therefore, thus says, shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts.
我们不详细看，但是那里神应许他，你无论往那里去，我常与你同在，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
We do not have time to look in details, but God gave David a promise.That wherever he goes, I will be with you.
神很想祝福大卫。
God delights to bless David.
十节十一节说，那里讲到神要祝福以色列民，为他的名选定一个地方栽培他们。
Verse 10 and 11 says.I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them.
然后十一节到尾到十六节，神就更详细的祝福大卫的家，也祝福他的儿子，要他的儿子建造圣殿。
Then from verse 11 to verse 16, God goes further to bless David and his household and his children.
因为时间关系，我们要停在这里。
Because of time, we have to stop here.
大卫为着神能够安居于他的百姓中间。
In order for God to dwell among His own people.
为着百姓能够安居于以神为中心的生活里头。
And in order for God's people to rest in God's presence.
他起意，主动的要建造。
David has a heart to build a temple, a house for God.
但这一次他就跟先知拿单要来求问神。
So this time, he inquired of the Lord with prophet Nathan.
然后拿单按照神的话来回答他。
Then Nathan answered him according to God's word.
虽然大卫被拒绝，不能够亲手建造这个圣殿。
Even though David was rejected and he could not build this house with his own hands,
但是他的对神的心没有减少。
But his heart towards the Lord did not decline.
他预备以致他的儿子能够建造这个圣殿。
He prepared all the materials so that his son Solomon could build the house for God.
他就懂得怎样按照神的路去达成神的旨意。
He knew how to do God's will according to God's way.
用于我们的心被吸引。
May our heart be drawn.
我们对神有一个完全诚实单一的心。
That we may have a perfect, a loyal, and a pure heart towards the Lord.
如果今天你我觉得自己没有。
If you and I today, if we know that we do not have this heart right now,
最起码我们需要求神，有个心要求神给我们。
At least, we need to have a heart to pray that God may give us this heart of David.
当一个人触摸到神的心的时候，
When someone touches God's heart,
他是世界上最幸福的人。
He is the most blessed person in the whole world.
我们替他祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你，你把你宝贵的生命赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you've given us your precious life. Everyone who has been born again has your life.
你的生命在我们深心灵深处里头是很爱慕你的。
And your life causes to have a love towards you in our innermost being.
在我们心灵深处里头，我们很想去为你求好处，成就追求你的旨意的。
In our innermost being, we desire to do your will, to seek for your benefit.
我们求你在我们很多冰冷刚硬的心慢慢挪掉那些难阻。
Therefore, we ask that you remove all the hindrance from our cold hearts.
那些掺杂，那些混乱。
Remove all the impurities and all the confusions.
把我们带进我们心灵深处里头，你的生命里头。
And bring us into your life, which is in our innermost being.
以致我们能够用你生命而来的爱来爱你。
That we may love you with the love that you've given us through your life.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.